Expectations are high for next week's budget, and it seems this morning that Budget 25 could deliver a 1% cut in the Universal Social Charge, the USC, a tax that was supposed to be temporary when it was brought in back in December 2010. Our political correspondent Paul Cunningham has more. And Paul, the USC was introduced by former Fianna Fáil Finance Minister Brian Lenehan. That was peak austerity. The current Finance Minister Jack Chambers, also Fianna Fáil, he wants to cut USC by 1%. Is that right?
That is the way it's going, although nothing in the budget is agreed until everything's agreed. But that is a measure which was tabled by the Finance Minister, Jack Chambers, at a meeting with the coalition leaders yesterday. I mean, as you say, the USC was amalgamating the income levy and the health levy and came in, you know, introduced in December 2010, became operational in 2011, and was soon bringing in billions. And part of that was because it was being applied to all income over 4,000 euros. So it was sweeping in its application, but it has been chipped away. Like last year, the Finance Minister, Michael McGrath, now Commissioner, took off 0.5%. And now we understand that Minister Jack Chambers wants to reduce it by 1%, reducing the levy from 4% to 3% on income between 25,000 and 70,000. So that is a substantial change if you look at what they've done over the previous four budgets. And it seems that that's where Fianna Fáil is trying to put its stamp on Budget 2025.
And yesterday, of course, we heard from Sinn Féin's Piers Doherty, their plan and their alternative budget to take people earning up to 45,000 out of the USC over a couple of budgets. So it does seem to be a talking point politically amongst the parties.
Yeah, there is a clear difference between the parties and the approaches that they're taking. I mean, Sinn Féin argues that its strategy targeting those under 45,000 has more merit because it goes after the people who need the benefit the most. It says that it wouldn't all be done at once, Anya, that Sinn Féin would abolish initially the USC at 30,000 and then increase it over the successive four budgets. Mm-hmm. The Social Democrats, they also had budget proposals out yesterday. They were arguing that you need to solidify the tax base and learn from what happened in the crash 15 years ago. And what they, one of the measures they're proposing is to increase tax credits by 450 euro. So you're getting different parties approaching the same problem in different ways.
And whether it's through USC or indexing the bans or whatever, we've already heard Minister Chambers say the overall tax package will be worth about 1,000 euro to each worker. That sounds like a lot of money, but it's only 200 more than the 800 people got in this year's budget.
Yeah, the government is sort of disputing some of the description in the media that this is a giveaway budget, arguing that what its strategy has been is to introduce incremental benefits to people, and they hope that people will look back over the previous 5 years and say it was substantial over a period of time, and that period of time means that it's sustainable. So we'll be going through that very closely on Budget Day. But if you take Sinn Féin, for example, their finance spokesperson, Piers Doherty, was disputing the government definition of what an average worker was. He said that it's too broad, taking in too many people, and his party would have more of a target approach. So people are getting different options as these proposals are being brought forward.
And as you say, Paul, there's still a lot of last minute decisions to be taken in terms of next Tuesday's budget, because the Taoiseach and the Taoiseach, you know, the key party leaders, they've been over in New York most of the week.
Exactly. Now, they would say they were at the UN General Assembly on very important work, but it has, you know, pushed the budget back decision-making a little bit. They met for 2.5 hours yesterday, and I understand they'll continue to meet over the weekend and no doubt right up to Budget Day on Tuesday. Government sources are saying that some of the biggest items in Budget 2025 have not even been discussed yet, so there is ground to cover. But this is the fifth budget of this government. We have seen those kites flying over the past month, so I don't think there's too much mystery about the direction that they have to travel, but still some of those decisions have to be taken.
And former Taoiseach Leo Varadkar is the lead in the Irish Times today, and this is because remarks he made about immigration in an interview with the University of Notre Dame College newspaper. He said immigration numbers have risen too quickly in Ireland. The majority of people think the numbers have been too big in recent years, and they're right. A country of 5 million people, seeing its population rise by 2% a year, it's too fast. That's likely to get some reaction, is it?
I think it is likely to get some reaction. And there will be people like, say, for example, the independent TD Carol Nolan or the independent TD former Fianna Fáil TD Mark McSharry, who were saying a year ago that they felt that there was too many people coming and that was putting pressure on services for everyone who is here. And they will say that they were condemned by Fine Gael for what they were arguing. So it is a substantial thing that he's saying. And no doubt, you know, Leo Varadkar is back in Ireland, so he's going to be asked to develop that point. And in particular, say, well, did you get it wrong in your tenure in office? Are Fine Gael getting it wrong today? So it's one of those statements, even if it is to a college newspaper, it's going to become national news.
Yes, also advising Simon Harris, the Taoiseach, to call the election soon and saying don't let the polls going to go to your head. Apparently we'll see how that's picked up. Political correspondent Paul Cunningham, thank you. The time now 13 minutes to 9.